Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa's show on today. We'd like to thank you for taking this opportunity to join in with us on today. We want you to make sure to document or to write down the phone numbers that I'm going to give you. And first, we're opening the line today that you may call in. The number is 563-999-3694. That's 563-999-3694. It's a phone number that I cannot place within the studio page. It will not allow me to do that to let you know the number to call. Also, please document the number for domestic violence. And that number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also text 88788 with the word START. That is 88788 with the word START. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. We'd like to touch on a few subjects on today because last week we dove into something, and I want to clarify what was being discussed on last week. Also, when you call in today, we'd like you to call in and just share your story. Share what is on your mind. Share the fact that just talk. Because you think something is going on, you can just talk about instances or events, but you just do not know what is going on. I'm able to share that information of what to do because I did not know what was going on, but I knew something was wrong within my relationship. I did not know what was going on, but I knew something was wrong. And one day I blurted it out to someone. They did not give me an answer, no response whatsoever, that are just releasing what had been picked up in me from 1988 until 1994. So last week we started talking about self-esteem. Now, maybe about sometime in January, we talked about building a positive self-concept. And once you have been in an abusive relationship, the self-concept that you had about yourself prior to entering into such a relationship changed. I want to read something to you that I read some time ago. Psychological abuse, often called emotional abuse, is a form of abuse characterized by a person subjecting or exposing another person to a behavior that may result in psychological trauma, including anxiety, chronic depression, post-traumatic stress disorder. It is often associated with situations of power imbalance in abusive relationships and may include bullying, gaslighting, and just plain verbal abuse. Now, while I'm talking, I'm still able to answer the phone. All you have to do is call in, and the screen is going to allow me to know that someone is calling in. So listen at this. Self-concept, three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. When I mentioned this again on last week, I think I only spoke about self-image and ideal self. Self-image, my apology, and self-esteem. Now, granted, this has been explained several months ago, but I just felt the need to clarify what was said on last week. So the self-concept has three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. Now, self-concept is an idea of self from beliefs one holds about oneself. And I want to stop right there just for a moment, because the person that you were prior to being in a toxic relationship or an abusive relationship, that part of you changed once you became abused. Once again, self-concept, an idea of the self constructed from one's belief in oneself. So what you had, what you thought about yourself that prior to being abused in a toxic relationship changed once you walked into that relationship. It's an idea self-constructed from the belief and the responses of others. So there is a possibility that maybe you weren't really a positive person prior to entering into an abusive relationship, maybe because your self-concept could have been already messed by taking on to yourself to believe about yourself how others responded to you prior to even being abused. I mention that for a reason. Okay, so then the self-concept has three components: self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. Self-esteem is what we have been trying to create positively once again in those of us that have been abused. Self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth or abilities and self-respect. That's self-esteem. Now, self-image is the idea one has of one's abilities, appearance, and personality. While the real self is the person that someone believes they actually are, okay? Now, that's your real self. The ideal self, which is another part of self-concept, is an idealized self-image created out of what they have learned from their life experiences, the demands of society, and what they admire in their role model. So in other words, as I read that, I say that is a fictitious person. That self-concept is what you have derived from the demands of society. You've changed yourself, the idealized self, how you've changed your self-image. You've created yourself who or what you want to be from your life experiences and what you admire in your role as being a person. So that is the idealized self. But what we're working on is the self-esteem. That's putting back confidence in one's own worth or abilities and self-respect for yourself. So don't forget, you are welcome to call in. That number is 563-999-3694. We're not going to ask you any questions. We do not want any personal information from you, just for you to vent, to get some things off your mind. The number is 563-999-3694. The show disconnected. I can't tell you why, but it disconnected. So let us continue. Once again, you may call in to 563-999-3694. That is 563-999-3694. Now, we were getting ready to talk a little bit more about what is a positive self-concept? And that's what we've been trying to do for the past few months, build up the self-concept of those of us that have been abused. With that in mind, a positive self-concept is a strong predictor of long-term mental health and overall well-being. While being in a toxic or in abusive relationship where someone else was exerting power and control over you, it deteriorated the self-concept or the positive self-image that you had about yourself. And a positive self-concept is attributed to resilience, one's ability to achieve positive outcomes despite negative or challenging experiences. On the other hand, a positive self-concept is a critical construct in having mental health well balanced. So that is why we started talking about how to create your positive self-concept once again, and how to dispute negative voices coming to your mind, because it only hinders you from progressing to having rebuild a positive self-concept about yourself. Once again, please call in 563-999-3694. So, we talked about the different ways how to create a positive self-image. Believe it or not, you have a lot of likable characteristics in yourself. All you have to do is recognize them. That's why we've said so many times, write down the positive characteristics, the positive things about yourself that you like, or the positive things about yourself that you know about. This will help you realize that you are not as bad a person as you perceive yourself to be, which is a result of hearing so much negative comments, being put down so much, being told lies so much that you're not telling the truth, that you don't know what you're saying for so long that it has destroyed your positive self-image for yourself. We only have 60 seconds left. Please consider calling in to get some of that heavy baggage off your chest. As I've shared with you numerous times, I have grown so much from being on the air for almost 2 years now talking about domestic violence. We've talked about the physical aspect, but we have dwelled long on the emotional aspect because that's what is the most damaging. So I thank you very much for listening. Please become a follower. Click the follow link so you'll be notified of the next show. And I'll already contact the company, waiting for them to let me know how I can block this time in on the contract so that I may keep it. So once again, I thank you very much for listening. And please do have a great day, an enjoyable weekend, and you may leave a comment. Good day.